Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini, and to all those in the U.S. of A, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. So our assignment from yesterday. Self-hate negates what we are by focusing the attention on what we're not. I am talked into identifying with what's wrong with me. I am told that I have to meet standards that fix or change me, that make me better, the way I should be, to be acceptable and lovable. Yet meeting those standards doesn't get me the approval or acceptance or love that I have assumed I will receive if I meet the standards. The whole orientation misses the point. What we're being conned into believing is that our inherent goodness is conditional, that authentic nature is dependent upon performance. So attention is taken away from the perfection of authentic nature and turned to an ego-maintaining, dualistic conversation that causes us to believe our acceptance is conditional. Assignment: make a recording that allows you to be in touch with the perfection of the true nature that is you. Listen to this recording as a way of training to stay with the realization of true nature rather than falling for the negation of the self-hating conversation. Right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Sherry in San Francisco.
Good morning, Sherry.
Happy
What you seeing?
I'm feeling grateful. I'm so glad that we're meeting today here in this virtual world. I'm also feeling really grateful. Earlier this week, one of the callers talked about looking up at the sky and, you know, being just in celebration of the sky, and there were hang gliders, and that image has really stayed with me as just its own celebration.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and I've been exploring in my recordings that presence. You know, when I'm present, when I'm here, it really is the feeling of everything being a celebration.
It's a party,
isn't it?
Right? I mean, if we think about, remember when people used to get together for stuff? Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah. And so there people have gathered, you know, maybe it's your birthday or it's whatever, you know, people have gathered and you walk in and there are all these people that you love and everybody is together, and that feeling that you have. Right? Or whatever it is. Okay. But there's that feeling of, this is great. You know, something wonderful happens. You have a success. Somebody you love has a success. Right? Or you look up at the sky. There's the ocean. There's the sky. There are the hang gliders. Right? And when we're paying attention, we realize that's all the same feeling.
It's all the same feeling.
I'm sitting here this morning, just quickly, looking out at the bird bath. And the birds are coming and they're having their drinks and their baths because, you know, they drink and bathe in the same water. And, and it's the same feeling. The sun is out. There's a little breeze. The trees are green. You know, it's the same feeling.
It is. And, you know, it's interesting that you just mentioned, too, that feeling of walking into a room. You know, when we used to be able to do that with the people we love that we travel to see. And I've been spending some time this morning. I'm going to send photos to people that, you know, of previous Thanksgivings and joyful times of being together. And it really is. Looking at the photos, I feel all that
same feeling.
It's the same thing. It's all that celebration is still there.
That's right. And you can see in that the little picture you just laid out, you know, there you are sending photos of previous gatherings with loved ones. What is ego going to be doing? Oh, that was so great. That was wonderful. Wow. And yeah. Oh, what a shame that. And it's just down into a dark place. Right. But when we're there and present for it, it's like, oh yeah, that's, and you're having the experience, the very same experience you would have if you were there in person, maybe better, because nobody is being annoying. They're all just completely lovable and adorable in that picture. And in your mind and in your heart.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And I, you know, I'm just so grateful because, you know, fortunately, ego hasn't come in yet with that. But I'm glad that you said that because it kind of puts me a little bit on the, you know,
yeah,
I can be on the
keep an
offensive.
Eye out.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Because I'm sure it will try that,
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah, because it always does. It's one of the things in life we can count on. It's just waiting for an opening, right? Yeah.
Right.
All
well,
right.
I just want to express gratitude to Sangha and to you and Ashwini and everyone. Thank you and happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Sherry. To you as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sherry. The thing that dropped in is armchair travel, right, Sherry? Because it really is a training, as you point out, to go to the experience and to trace that what is having the experience is what we identify with as true nature, rather than the circumstances being the reason we're having the experience.
Yes. Great point. Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that we don't travel or we don't see people or any of those things. It's just that we know now what it is the attention is on to have the experience that we attribute and give away to the object.
Well, that is such an important point that you're making, because Sherry started off with being grateful, and what you're describing is how ego takes the gratitude for our life experiences and attributes that reason for that gratitude, love, enjoyment, pleasure, whatever it is, to an object,
yeah,
rather than to the authentic nature that is having that experience, that enables us to have that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's big. Talk about ungrateful. In essence, what I'm saying is, while life makes me happy, I give the credit to ego.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I keep an eye on that one, huh?
Mm, absolutely. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Oops. Sorry, Sherry. Hang on a second. Will you
going to bring Sherry back for an encore?
It seemed to be that way, but here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the... Go ahead.
Sorry to cut you off. Hi, this is Sandy, normally in Berkeley.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you seeing?
The things I was seeing about self-hate with this topic is basically saying, like, you know, the whole sort of like, it's not worth it, I'm not worth it thing. And something fun that I'm doing right now is I just, it's like celebration when, if other people are involved, it's worth doing things like having special food or doing little trips or something. But if it's just me, it's not. But this year, it's like I've been, I'm doing like a Zoom Thanksgiving, but I'll be alone. And but I'm like making a special meal, and I drove out to the ocean this morning, and I went for a hike, and like, it's just
good
really,
for you, Sandy.
It's really, yeah. It's been a celebration. It's been so fun.
Yeah, yeah. That I was just looking at that when we were talking with Sherry, because for most of us, we have the technology to gather with our loved ones, right? And again, only ego is going to say, yeah, but it's not as a... No, if we indulge that, it won't be. If we don't indulge that, then we can have as much of a good time as we are possible
capable of having.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. That is
which you're modeling.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's really fun. And you're in very good company.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I've been doing right? Yeah, for some reason it ego would not allow me to praise ego, but I am. Yeah, it's been really fun. And something we did in one of the weekend workshops, I think, was we did like a 10-minute recording, 5 minutes of what we appreciate, 5 minutes of what we've been grateful for. And mm-hmm. So I've been doing that most days, and I did that at the ocean today. And it's just really, it's just really nice to be in that experience.
Well, and be, Sandy, let's be specific. Be in relationship with somebody who wants to enjoy life with you, right? Somebody who wants to go to the ocean with you and wants to go on a hike with you and wants to make special food with you. And, yeah, that's kind of everything for us. Then whatever else happens is an addition, and we can be very happy and grateful for it. But it's the company you're keeping that determines the quality of your life.
Yeah, yeah. It feels really special to receive that, like, loving care and attention, and the fact mm-hmm. that it's, like, from me to me, it mm-hmm. doesn't feel, like, fake or limited because mm-hmm. of that.
No, it's not. It's not. All that's happened is you have practiced long enough that you don't let ego exclude you any longer. You're included in the good times. You have a seat at the table, as they say. Yeah.
Yes. There's no sense of separation or being uniquely bad or whatever. Just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I love it.
Thank you so much.
That's inspiring. Thank you, Sandy.
Thanks, Sandy. You know, Sherry, the quote from the Buddha, be a lamp unto yourself, drops mm-hmm. in, because that's really the ultimate of what we train for, right? That I think it was Osho that said, most people basically do whatever they can not to confront the fact that we come in alone and we go alone. Like that,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the aloneness, which is the absence of the other, but just the presence of presence.
Yes.
And when we're with that, it's an incredible experience, as Sandy was just pointing us to.
Yeah, yeah, because if we just stay with Sandy as an example, I'm projecting that if she had people coming over, as she said, then it would be worth it to make special food and fix everything, make everything really nice, right? Or we put on a special effort if somebody's going to go hiking with us, or we're going to meet and walk on the beach or that sort of thing. Then we make that special effort. And so to make that special effort for ourselves simply comes down to ego is not invited.
Yeah.
Right? The negativity of ego isn't allowed to be there because we don't want it to affect other people. We know that, right? And then mm-hmm. when we include ourselves in that, we don't want it to affect anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we get to have the party with life, right? Because when ego is invited, that aspect of it never gets experienced.
That's right. Yeah. So even if other people are there, ego will be right there to find something wrong. You know, people didn't really seem to like that pie, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Well, good morning. Good morning. It's Marianne.
Hello, Marianne.
Hello.
You're going to celebrate it with us anyway, huh?
Well, I'm celebrating all the time, really.
Really? Say more about that.
Well, it just seems like the dark cloud that used to follow over my head all my life has dissipated, and it's like, wow, look at this. Oh, you know, I live in a beautiful place. I can't help feeling awe. You know, 100 times a day, just go, oh, look at that tree. Look at that sky. And
yeah, and you can see all of that because the dark cloud is gone.
Yeah, and it just feels very, my heart just feels very glad. I've been doing
that,
a little.
And Marianne.
Yeah.
Marianne, that's such a religious image, right? Our heart being gladdened. You know, people try to describe what it's like when that cloud lifts and you're just right there in touch with the unconditional and the love that is and that you are. And the heart is gladdened.
Yes. You know, I just break out into a big smile. You know, just...
Can't help it.
You're right.
Just can't help it.
So,
what's a girl to do?
So, you know, I have to say, I am grateful for the practitioner who's shown up and practiced and for the guidance and the Sangha.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I feel transformed.
Well, I just can't even begin to express how happy that makes me. I'm not going to do it right now. As soon as this call is over, I'm going to do a little happy dance, okay?
Okay, well, I'll do it.
And I don't often encourage people to do this kind of thing, but given everything that you just expressed, we sent a little message to people today that you captured beautifully and that we hope everyone will take to heart.
Yeah, it's this automatic feeling in your heart that is just, wow, this is, you know, you feel good to be alive because you just feel it in your heart, and then you smile, and then you look around and you go, this is perfect.
This is perfect. This is beautiful. Yeah, and that's, of course, what people are talking about when people are talking about authentic nature. It's what we are. That's what you're feeling. That's what you're describing. It's what you are being.
Yes. You know, the harness, the yoke of doing is falling off.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, exactly. Right. Yeah, now, and we don't have time to get into it, but I know you know that that has nothing to do with participation, right? Because now you get to just go around and enjoy everything that life is guiding you to, in quotes, do. But that's not the yoke of doing, is it?
No.
You're not in the traces any longer.
Well, I'm not in the trance of ego.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Beautiful.
Deep bows of gratitude.
And to you, my dear. Keep smiling.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, you and Ashwini and everyone.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Go happy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mary. Is off, Sherry. How wonderful.
Say that again. A text came in and my phone went funky.
Oh, I was just reflecting what Marianne said. The yoke of being is falling. The yoke of doing is falling off. We're no longer in the trance of ego, and just to be there, enjoying life and being part of, is just such a different experience.
Yes, and it's as my teacher would say, nothing has changed. Everything is completely different.
Yes,
And the trees have always been there, right? The sky has always been there, and yet when we're present to it, it's clear it's a miracle.
Yeah, and now we're present, and now we're here too, right? It's the same thing as you were talking to Sandy about. The party's always going on, and now we've shown up for it.
Wonderful.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Greta.
Good morning, Greta. What's going on?
Well, I'm just laughing along with everybody else. It's so good to all be here today. And grateful that you and Ashwini are here with us. And we have been able to be together all year. And it's been wonderful.
We were really reflecting on that yesterday. And again, I mentioned it to, there's a little thing in your inbox, but that it's the all of us together through this year that has just made such a difference for all of us.
Absolutely.
It's always true, isn't it, Greta? I mean, you've been practicing for a long time, and it's always true that it's Sangha practicing that that is the difference for us. But everything is so immediate currently, right? There's just, it's just, it. Sometimes it feels like it's all we do, and increasingly it's all we want to do. We just want to be here. Don't want to miss anything. Want to enjoy it. Time is short. Who knows?
Exactly. It feels like things are magnified, not out of a sense of urgency, I don't think, but just because circumstances have allowed us to be, like you said, to have a sense of immediacy, not necessarily urgency. Yeah.
That's such a great differentiation. Yes, and immediacy, because you know one of the things that I've talked about with people for decades, of course, is the I do want to practice, and pretty soon, you know, and there would be months, even years that would go by between people participating in practice, and now with this speeded up world that we live in, I think for all of us, we get that, I don't want to put off what I want. I don't want to postpone my heart. I want to have life now.
Yeah, that's bringing me to seeing a lot of my neighbors in the park where we walk almost every day. And every day I've seen something different while there. And yesterday I got to see a bunch of different neighbors. And everybody was just so grateful that that's what we get to do, you know, that our life is such that that's what we get to do. And to marvel at the whatever new thing that we get to see. But also... I got to do something this year that I think I talked to Ashwini on an open air maybe a couple years ago about really doing something that I want and having it, you know, having things unfold such that I could actually do it. And so now I have a nice place to do my artwork that I was able to make happen this year with a lot of support from life, and it's worked out really well, and I'm happy. So I finally have this thing that I've allowed myself to have after all these years of not allowing that to happen.
Yes, and allowing it for ourselves, and also, I don't know, would we say get out of the way so that life can give us what I bet you suspect life was ready to give you a long time ago, right? But we have to open up to the receiving, and and that has happened. I'm very aware this year as we, you know, attention turns to an increased level of giving thanks,
for all of the things that have happened as a result of the pandemic.
Exactly.
And of course, we always hastily say, not that stuff, not the sick, the people dying, not that, but the slowing down, the paying closer attention, not being so willing to be distracted and just race on through day after day after day. But it seems like an expanded awareness of this is precious. You know, we really don't want to miss it.
What's marvelous is the incredible generosity of people, even with all of this that we're confronted with. People who have completely, and for me, it's a lot of artists who and arts organizations who've had to make the complete switch to the online learning, but they've done so. And, you know, I feel like, you know, as much of that as I can take advantage of and, you know, making donations as much as I can because it's in my home. I don't have to go anywhere. How could I not? And I'm so grateful for all of them, and they've been generous. And, yeah, life just has allowed a lot of different things to happen.
We've seen tremendous generosity and courage.
Courage.
Yeah, selflessness. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much. Thanks to
Keep
Song.
Enjoying.
Gotcha.
All right. Gotcha.
Thanks, Greta. Sherry, we could squeeze in one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello, it's Anna.
Hello, Anna.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Oh, a lot of pressure to be thankful right now because it's Thanksgiving.
A lot of pressure
and I'm
to
on
be
the radio
thankful?
Show.
Is that what you said?
Yes. I'm just joking.
Oh, the burden. We have a lot of noise on the line, Ashwini. A lot. It sounds like a lot of air movement or something. I don't know if that's Anna or...
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't hear it. I don't know. No.
Oh, you can't hear it? Oh, well, that's good. Maybe it's just me. I'm breathing. You feel pressure to be thankful.
Yes. Because I'm having a lot of ego stuff going on right now, but I think... it's just an illusion, you know. I don't need to figure these things out right now.
No, you
like,
don't.
It might be completely different on Monday, you know. Like,
that's
maybe
exactly
I'll never
right.
have to deal with it again.
That's exactly right. So you might as well just succumb to the pressure and go on and be thankful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Maybe make some recordings, some new recordings that... point that out to you because it sounds like there's going to be quite a lot of pressure not to turn attention to gratitude.
Yeah.
Yes. Ego is not fun. It's really not fun, is it? No. No. We got all of Sangha celebrating, right? Then we got this whole country having a Thanksgiving holiday, a holiday where we're supposed to give attention to all that we're thankful for, all that we appreciate and are grateful for. But ego is saying, no. Think about this difficulty that may never happen, that might not turn out to be anything at all, but you just spend your holiday doing that. Be as miserable as you can possibly be. That's ego's idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It You're is. Not going to do it, though, are you?
No.
Fix yourself something nice to eat. Use Sandy as your role model, right? Go for a nice hike or walk or whatever. Go to some beautiful place where you can be outside and see trees and like Marianne. Yeah?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good.
Great.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm happy for that transformation.
I'm happy for the transformation too.
All right, good. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Anna. Sherry, I'm so grateful that we have the ability to just call ego out and instantly move from it to here.
Yes, it's just, it. Talk about power.
Yes.
Drunk with power. It's it's such a vicious, evil bully, right?
Yeah.
And we can just cut it off at the knees and say, go away. And it has to go away.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and to a happy Thanksgiving Day and our assignment today. As you read over how suffering happens for you, can you get a sense of the karma behind this issue? What beliefs, assumptions, projections, behavior do you consistently choose that result in suffering? Example, being talked out of celebrating reinforces the belief that life is all about getting things done. The ability to enjoy being alive and experiencing life in dimensions beyond doing attenuates. The story of being a doer, resentful that there is no time for me, is reinforced. I lose the joy in living. RL, what you see.
Mm-hmm. Because we're going to have that joy, aren't we?
Absolutely.
We're going to choose that. All right. Well, thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Go happy.